Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Funny, profane, and arty, perhaps to a fault, the pitch-black comedy Birdman may be the most original and imaginative movie of the year. Michael Keaton gives a riveting performance portraying a former movie star best known for playing a superhero. Expect Oscar nominations for Best Picture, for Keaton's magnetic performance, for the razor-sharp turns by supporting players Edward Norton and Emma Stone, as well as for the spot-on work of director Alejandro González Iñárritu. Many viewers will utterly hate this bawdy and bleak backstage satire, but there's no denying its cinematic virtuosity. In that respect, Birdman soars. Jake Gyllenhaal may snag an Oscar nomination as well for his menacing performance in the dark and disconcerting thriller, Nightcrawler. Gyllenhaal plays a disturbed and creepy freelance cameraman who sells grisly crime and accident footage to local TV stations thirsty for ratings. Rene Russo is a news director who believes the old mantra, if it bleeds, it leads. When things aren't violent enough, Jake's sociopathic character begins taking matters into his own hands. Troubling and cynical, Nightcrawler provides plenty of fodder for post-movie coffee talk about the ethics of local TV news and the public's lust for the sensational. Also opening this week, Two Faces of January is a suspense thriller involving American tourists in Greece and Istanbul in the early 1960s. Viggo Mortensen and Kirsten Dunst star. Before I Go to Sleep is yet another suspense drama, this one based on the best-selling novel about a woman who, due to an accident, awakens each day with no memory. Nicole Kidman and Colin Firth star. Horns is a supernatural thriller starring Daniel Radcliffe just in time for Halloween. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!